I'll be talking today about increased prevalence of mental illness diagnosis among hospitalizations and emergency department visits involving marijuana in Colorado. And our program is tasked with monitoring the health effects of marijuana use, and we are comparing diagnosis categories from hospitalizations and ED visits involving marijuana. And preliminary analysis has shown that mental illnesses had the highest prevalence ratio for involving marijuana versus not. And there was a 5-fold increase among emergency department visits and a 9-fold increase among hospitalizations with mental illness diagnostic categories compared in those involving marijuana compared to those not involving marijuana. We use marijuana ICD-9 CM codes to define to marijuana involvement, and these are the 4 codes that we used. Hospitalizations and ED visits with these marijuana-associated codes listed anywhere in the up to 30 codes provided were counted as involving marijuana, and any visit that had these codes in the primary diagnosis was excluded from the analysis. We categorized primary diagnosis codes using the Healthcare Cost and Utilization Project's multi-level clinical classification software. The software has 4 levels, and we took level 2 and 3 and combined them. We applied a Bonferroni correction and maintained 80% power throughout the analysis by using a minimum detectable difference of 0.3%. We examined prevalence ratios and 99.9% confidence intervals for hospitalizations and ED visits involving marijuana compared to those not involving marijuana for these primary diagnosis categories. We started with 6.9 million ED visits from 2000 through June 2015 in Colorado. We had 6.7 million matched to a category in the software. And then we had around 4,500 that had marijuana in the primary diagnosis and were excluded. So our final analysis population included 6.7 million ED visits with roughly 51,000 involving marijuana. In hospitalizations, we started with 7.3 million hospitalizations from January 2000 through June 2015. And we had around 277 that did not match to our classification software. And then among those, there was roughly 1,900 with marijuana codes in the primary diagnosis that were excluded, leaving our final analysis population at 7.2 million hospitalizations with roughly 80,000 involving marijuana. And what we found is 52 primary diagnosis categories were statistically significant, where 18 of these among the ED visits had a prevalence ratio above 1, while 34 had a prevalence ratio below 1. And then among hospitalizations, we found 49 primary diagnosis categories that were significant, where 15 had a prevalence ratio above 1, and 34 had a prevalence ratio below 1. We decided to focus on only those above 1 for this presentation. So this figure is showing the prevalence ratios and 99.9% confidence intervals for ED visits that had a prevalence ratio above 1. And we're comparing those involving marijuana to those not involving marijuana. And what we found was 44% of the diagnosis categories were mental health conditions that included alcohol-related disorders, anxiety disorders, adjustment disorders, depressive disorders, suicide and self-inflicted injury, substance-related disorders, bipolar disorders, and schizophrenia and other psychotic disorders. And the prevalence ratios for these conditions range from 3.8 to 9.5. This is the same thing for hospitalizations, and we found similar results to ED visits, where 53% of the significant prevalence ratios above 1 were mental health conditions. And these included alcohol-related disorders, anxiety disorders, depressive disorders, adjustment disorders, schizophrenia and other psychotic disorders, substance-related disorders, other miscellaneous mental health conditions, and bipolar disorders. And here the prevalence ratios range from 6.5 to 14.7. So we concluded that a majority of the primary diagnosis among hospitalizations and ED visits involving marijuana in Colorado were mental health-related. And this analysis confirmed our conclusions and our preliminary results, and it highlighted the need for further study into marijuana and mental health. So our next steps We plan to continue this analysis and adjust the prevalence ratios for age, gender, and race. We also want to expand the analysis to include all of the up to 30 diagnostic codes into some kind of composite diagnosis for each visit. And we plan to develop and validate an administrative case definition for marijuana involvement using ICD-10 CM codes and conduct a cohort study among mental health patients. Thank you.